This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine received a surprise visit from South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who pledged more support as Ukraine's president warned Russia is throwing all its resources behind stopping Ukraine's counteroffensive. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
South Korea's Yoon Suk-yeol met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday during a surprise trip to Kyiv. Yoon said his country will send a bigger batch of military supplies, as well as $150 million in humanitarian aid. Last year, South Korea gave Ukraine non-lethal supplies, such as body armor and helmets. Zelensky asked Yoon to boost military support when they first met in May. In his nightly address late Friday, Zelensky said Russian forces are pouring their resources into stopping Ukraine's troops from pressing on with their counteroffensive. Kyiv is working to take back swaths of land in the east and southern part of the country, all captured by Russian forces. But Ukrainian military analysts suggest the move is not easy for Ukrainian forces.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he feels very good, but his office said he'll spend the night in the hospital, hours after he was hospitalized for apparent dehydration. VOA's Laura Bowman reports.
The 73-year-old, who is Israel's longest-serving leader, had been on holiday at the Sea of Galilee on Friday during a heat wave, his office's statement said. Netanyahu's office said he was admitted to Sheba Hospital near Tel Aviv on his physician's recommendation after complaining of light dizziness. Initial tests came back normal without findings. The preliminary diagnosis is dehydration, it said, adding further routine tests were underway. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find additional stories 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 20 people were killed and thousands have been evacuated in South Korea after 3 days of torrential rain triggered landslides and severe flooding. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
A major dam overflowed in the center of the country. Thousands have also been evacuated as of Saturday, according to government data, with thousands more subject to local government evacuation orders. Meteorological data suggests more heavy rain is expected on the Korean Peninsula. The country's national railway operator, Korea Railroad Corporation, said it was halting all slow trains and some bullet trains as landslides, track flooding, and falling rocks threatened safety. Late on Friday, a slow train was derailed when a landslide threw earth and sand over the tracks. The engineer was injured, but no passengers were on board.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reporting. Striking Hollywood actors joined film and television writers on picket lines Friday, the first day of a dual work stoppage that forced U.S. studios to shut productions as workers battle over pay. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Joint action by both Hollywood writers and actors hasn't been seen in more than 60 years. In Los Angeles, actors marched outside offices like Paramount and Netflix, calling for better pay in the streaming TV era. SAG-AFTRA president Fran Drescher, the star of the TV series The Nanny, raised her well-known voice, joining picketers outside Netflix.
We are speaking on behalf of workers all across the nation and around the world. The eyes of workers are upon us.
SAG-AFTRA, Hollywood's largest union, and the Writers Guild of America, they're demanding increases in base pay and residuals.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. Authorities in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia Saturday were searching for a man suspected of gunning down 3 men and women in the town of Hampton. Law enforcement authorities said the shootings happened late Saturday morning at a subdivision in Hampton, a city about 8,500 people, about 65 kilometers south of Atlanta. Hampton Police Chief James Turner said during a news conference they're looking for 40-year-old Andre Longmore, who they say shot and killed 3 men and a woman in Hampton early Saturday. They say he is armed and dangerous. Henry County Sheriff Reginald Scandrett said a $10,000 reward has been issued for information leading to Longmore's arrest and prosecution. He also issued a warning to the suspect himself.
I'm going to set us directly to you, Mr. Longmore. Wherever you are, we will hunt you down in any hole that you may be residing in and bring you to custody. Period.
The police chief said detectives are investigating at least 4 crime scenes that are in close proximity to one another. He declined to discuss a possible motive. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.